This doesn't make any sense. What are you people doing here? You need to know my password to get into my computer?
I have to get his password to get in on the old computer there.
It's my daughter's name. What's my
How's
daughter's
this for
name?
Canadianity, folks? Working in the password. We actually have something familiar to bring us into where we are. Canadian Music Week.
Stand by. I think we've established on the show that technical skills is not my strong suit. So I need to be on the internet, right? Can they have that here?
It's up already, isn't it?
Can I ask a quick question before we start?
Yeah.
Did you guys write your names down on a piece of paper if you folks wanted to come up on stage and participate? Or are we going old school hand-up styles? Sick.
Because we want audience participation. That's what it's about here. We want to feel you, talk to you, get a feel, know what you want, do what you want. This time on TNT.
It's the first ever gathering of buds from the Rivoli in Toronto as part of Canadian Music Week. Here we go.
Congratulations, everybody. You're here.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for being alive. Thanks for spending your Tuesday evening with us. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing pretty good, bud. How you doing?
Living the dream. Look at me.
Can you believe this? Can you believe this? There's people here that actually paid money to say hello to the buds?
Can you believe I'm 42 years old and I have Father of Confederation hair?
Yes.
You can say it. I'm in a wrestling match in my house between my wife, who likes my hair long, and I would have like tennis ball shaved head styles if I could.
Tennis ball shaved head is cool, right? What is up with that? Like, I have long hair. I'm okay with long hair.
I loved you in Master and Commander.
Why is hot shaved head? Like, what's up with that? Like, you have like the Chris, what's his name? The guy from, what the hell is that movie with the
Jeffrey Dahmer
Avatar,
had that
the guy, the kid Avatar, the Chris, what's his name? The Sean Avery looking guy. He's got
wow,
short
you're
hair.
Digging deep, bud.
Anyway, people like short hair.
Do you mean Chris that was in the movie with Pacino where he said hoo-ah? That yeah. Chris O'Donnell?
Yeah, he has short hair too, and that works for him.
I'll take short hair for $600, Alex. Let's move on. As someone who lives in rural Nova Scotia, every time I come to your city, I feel frightened and confused by honking horns. And I was actually thinking of that expression this morning, and I realized that's unfrozen caveman lawyer. And I can't believe on Taggart and Torrens, we've never talked about the great Phil Hartman.
Yes.
Who's more Canadian than that guy?
He should... I think it's because he sounds American that people think he's not Canadian, because he's just so, his voice was so deep and rich and like expressive that people just couldn't believe that he was from here, which is sad. But I he's probably been on this stage killing it.
I'm sure he has.
For improv's sake.
Speaking of being on the stage and killing it, as part of Canadian Music Week, you've been on the stage before.
I have. With my previous band, Our Lady Peace, we played here like 3 years ago or something like that. Canadian Music Week is a big part of my life as a musician. I understand how important it is as a band to try and get into a room, not only with fans, but like people that listen to music and write about music and sign bands and the mania that goes along with being an artist. And it's pretty cool. Like it's interesting for us to, not being a band, but... doing something that's new and Canadian and fresh, and we're here. It's valid, right?
Yeah, it's totally valid.
We're valid.
You guys have proved to us that it's valid. We didn't even really know, because not to brag, but we have a weekly phone conversation from our basements. And that you guys listen to and buy tickets to see
a lot.
And I expect it's as underwhelming in person as it is on the internet service.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the night is still young. We have many miles to go.
Absolutely. We haven't even brought anything up yet. We haven't even talked about Peter Garrett.
I know. Has he ever been hotter than he is right now?
Never. Never.
Peter Garrett.
Politics/music/humor. He is a hero. A
couple of things happened in episode 38. Did you hear episode 38 with the Peter Garrett children's show and the Stephen Page?
Yeah.
All that stuff? This is the weird thing that occurred to me. There's so much serendipity going on today.
It is.
Because not only is it Cinco de Mayo and Salvatore might make an appearance. But we're actually also going to be in this room at
9:30 on a Tuesday night.
Just checking out the late night record shops.
I received a tweet from Stephen Page after episode 38. Oh, Frosty Soldiers. Cheers. Thank you.
Salute. Cheers.
Sociable, as we say in the East Coast. Cheers, buds. We should maybe start
you
with
are
a cheers,
all
buds.
Buds. Cheers, buds.
To Canadianity.
To Canadianity, to the reasoning and the validation of being from here, and it actually means something. It's not bullshit. Cheers.
Cheers. So Stephen Page sends a tweet, and he says, dude, that was the best Sammy Davis Jr. impression since Billy Crystal. Which I went, I don't totally get that.
Do you mean that was too good there, Stevie?
Well, I wrote him back and I said, I hope you also heard the part where I said you're a good songwriter and a good singer. And I really believe that he is. But my fantasy for tonight was that we'd actually play a game show called Front Page Challenge, where there are contestants facing forward and I'm behind them and Stephen Page is too. And we just take turns going,
still dazzled by her smile while I shop there.
He didn't answer the phone.
I still can't imagine, like, if Tyler Stewart, like, if he could do that, just crushing it, playing it, fuck you, I'm going to do Stephen Page tonight, and just, boom, I'm fucking going to crush Brian Wilson
fantasy,
alone, no thanks, I don't need you.
In my fantasy, there's a colander with bare naked ladies in it, and there's like a Cregan that slips through a crack, and then Ed's gone, and it's just Tyler as a one-man band playing the whole thing. Like with a this and then like a drum thing set up and a stand-up bass.
I think he could take it. I think he could deal with that. He is a funny man.
I think
he's
too.
Have you ever seen the Bare Naked Ladies do like a cappella, like the national anthem at a hockey game? Like it is spectacular. Like those guys are talented cats. Like that's not, seriously. They
There's no question. And I'll tell you something for free. I've worked on the Juno Awards as a writer before. True story. I don't know if I've told this on the show. The best joke I think I ever wrote as far as something that was gamely delivered and well-crafted that never made it to air. In an unlikely tour pairing, Widemouth Mason announced plans to tour with Deborah Cox. Widemouth opens for Cox. It was a layup. But you can't say it on CBC. The reason I bring this up...
That's tough.
Yeah, that's tough. But it was also factually accurate. Like, you can Google that.
That is a thing. It works. You can look it up.
I feel like because I can't see the people and I'm looking at my computer, I have two lazy eyes. Yeah. Is that what it looks like?
That's it. Yeah.
Is this Sue Thomas FBI?
Oh,
wait.
Fuck.
I see a clue.
Every single time. Sue Thomas FBI.
These tracks are fresh.
That calls for some bird stickers out in the crowd here.
Let's start our gathering of buds by finding out. Let's do a roll call.
These are 1019 the bird.
Yeah.
There's nothing else on them. I have it on my iPhone. Like, that's... You want to be cool as fuck. You want to be riding the TTC with purpose? You fucking roll with that.
You know that on the East Coast, bird is slang for penis.
I know that.
Right. So I can't even say bird flu with a straight face.
1019 the bird.
Yeah.
Happy listening.
I had a neighbor at the old place that I used to live in, Windsor, Nova Scotia. And
I killed a guy.
They taught their daughters that little boys had birds and little girls had front bums.
That's awful. That's not cool at all. Listen,
have you ever heard that?
No, I don't like that.
How confusing's prom night in that house? It's okay, Ricky. You can touch my front bum. I think we're ready.
You can't do that shit. Like, that's not cool. To say, like, giving kids, like, play names for their parts is the dumbest fucking thing to do in the world as parents. Like, why would you give a penis a name of, like, a pee-pee or... Like,
I can explain
the V-jai or the good time or the hang. Like, you can't fucking, like... Give it a name that's fun or stupid. Like, it's fucking... It's a penis and a vagina. Like, when something bad happens, there's no joke to be fucking told. So why the joke names? Like, what's up with that?
Well, what about Travis in Virginia?
Fucking bum front, man.
Front bum.
Sorry.
Did you wipe your front, Mom? I did, Mom. Diet Pepsi. In our house, a front bum is referred to as a body. And I think the way it happened is because when my daughters, who are 5 and 3, you thought I was going to say, my daughters who are 21 and 17, when they were in the bath, my wife would hand them the soap and say, remember to wash your body. And so for some reason, they thought that is their body. So we went to my 5-year-old's dance recital at Christmas, and you can imagine the number of times the word body comes up in a Christmas dance recital for 5-year-olds. Grab a piece of fabric, drape it around your body, and let your body float down to the floor. We were sliding off our chair. Anyway, turns out there are other names for it. So where are folks from? We want to find out.
Yeah,
let's give a t-shirt to the person who came the furthest away.
Let's go to deep reaches. We're going. We're talking deep.
Is there anyone here from Kuala Lumpur?
First of all, it's about where you came from today. It's not about where you came from in your life. Second of all, it's about driving too. Like driving is a pain in the ass. If you have a lot of money, you can hop on a plane.
No, let's find the person who's coming from the furthest place emotionally.
Yep.
Is it you? Is it? With tears in her eyes. Woo!
That's my wife. Yikes.
All right, so who thinks? Shout it out if you think you've come from a pretty far distance today.
Yeah, if you think, okay, hand, where is that? The hammer?
The hammer!
40 minutes.
Hammer's far.
That's pretty far.
Nestleton.
Where?
What's that?
Exactly. Like an hour
and a half. Nestleton?
Yeah.
Where is Nestleton? I've never heard.
Nestletoners? Is that what you guys are called?
Anybody else? Ottawa! Wow, that's 5 hours. That's a bomb. That's a bomb down the 401. That is an exceptional... What's that? Discale?
Pembroke, Ontario.
Wow, that's good.
Pembroke?
Pembroke!
Pembroke! Who's from the Brook? Somebody came from Pembroke today? The Lumber Kings?
Wow, you had to dig deep.
My wife is from Pembroke.
Braggart.
That's right. We're going to have a drink later, bud. I bet you know something.
I talked about this on the show before. I love the like small town name drop. I went to the Edmonton Oilers home opener this year, and the guy beside me was like, I used to neck Jay Onwright's sister in our small town.
Yeah.
He dropped that name like a credit card. Jay Onwright's sister.
Felt her up.
Oh, yeah, gave her the business. Touched her front bum. I think it sounds like Ottawa is the furthest away. Is that right?
Pembroke and Ottawa are close. Pembroke's another like 45 minutes. I know how. I've been there. I know that drive. I would love to give a t-shirt to somebody from Pembroke tonight.
All right. T-shirt's yours, bud.
Right there. I'm a bud. You go to the merch booth right there. You got it. Saskatoon tonight?
Wow.
Is that like a week ago or is that
Saskatoon,
like
Ontario?
By business? What's your...
I've been buying in New York back here.
But like for this or for
just
fun?
For you, bud.
For real? Saskatoon? You win. And you can... You can deal with the loss in your
own
mind.
Dude, you can't renege
on
the t-shirt for Pembroke.
Huh?
You can't renege on the t-shirt for Pembroke. He gets one, too.
You both get one, then.
We made, in the first...
Two shirts. One for Pembroke, one for the bod in Saskatoon. Double buds. Two times buds. Two times. Peace. Bottle up.
In the first wave of t-shirts, we got ones that said Taggart and Torrance on the front, and on the back it said Canadianity, bud. And I brought them home, and my wife said, Canadianity, bad. I was like, no, it's bud. But I guess it depends on your frame of mind.
Okay.
There you go.
Hang on a second. Let's just do this for just 1 second here. And then Jonathan's going to give you a situation. This is how we do.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Will we know it?
Yes.
Wheat Kings?
No, well, you're going to go into it.
Did you say Wheat Kings too?
No. It's not Wheat Kings. Fuck's sake.
All right. It's Peter Garrett's Wild Australia. This eucalyptus leaf looks like Paul Hogan.
Okay, now it's my turn.
Ready? You re-queued the track?
Yeah, it's good.
It's episode two.
This is how it goes. You gotta wait for this, and that's the situation. Hey, kids. Today, we're going to down to Ayers Rock and to find out why the Aboriginals have been fucked.
Ever wonder why it's called Down Under? It's because your relatives have been suppressed for nigh on 5 decades.
Okay.
More? There's more?
Yeah. No, we're just going to do it again.
But come wait, on. There's more.
It's all about the... It's all about the...
The bum bum bum?
Yeah.
I said Equality the Kangaroo on the last episode, and someone sent me a tweet today and said, shouldn't that have been Equality?
To the koala bear.
It's funny.
Equality to the koala bear.
Let's play some Poem Saying. Yeah. Want to? Poems, here's what we're going to do.
Poem Saying, the explanation of that is just we read terrible lyrics or lyrics that are different and try to get a rise out of the lyrics. So we have some good ones here that you've lined up for
and
us.
So I think we each do one, and then we bring up a bud, and they do one.
Yeah, that sounds great.
So I want you to start.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are we going to do this with straight up or accents?
Oh, accents,
should
for
sure. Should I do, like, Nick Nolte?
Sure.
Okay. So I'll be Nick Nolte, Poem Saying. What am I singing or speaking?
Glory of Love by Peter Cetera.
Oh, my eyes are crossed.
I always thought if Pet Cetera went out of business, Peter Cetera should scoop those up. Imagine a chain of Peter Cetera's. That's all they sell. That's all they can sell.
You are...
I don't know, Kath. I think we should go for it. All we need is an ER. The Glory of Love from the movie. Suresh John is here from Mr. D. What movie is this from, Suresh? There
you're
it is, Karate Kid Part 2, Glory of Love.
Fucking genius.
Sureshipedia is at the back of the room.
Sureshipedia.
Glory of Love by Peter Cetera or Pet Cetera.
Spoken to you by Nick Nolte.
As Nick Nolte.
Okay.
Tonight, it's very clear, as we're both lying here, there's so many things I want to say. I don't know. I will always love you. I would never leave you alone. I am my brother. Sometimes I just forget. Say things I might regret.
Beautiful.
It breaks my heart to see you crying. I don't want to lose you. I could never make it alone. I'm a man who would never fight for your honor.
That's got to be a typo.
I'll be the hero.
He would fight for her honor, right?
We'll live forever, knowing together that we did it all for the glory of love.
That's good.
Like a knight in shining armor.
Like a knight in shining armor.
From a time ago, just in time, I will save the day. Take you, my castle, far away.
It's really good. It's really good.
It's a little aggressive.
No, I'm into it.
Nick Nolte's a little harsh.
Also, I'm Inuit.
You're Inuit.
Yeah. Weird, right?
Okay, so now you're going to do one.
Yeah?
Okay, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Are you going to do this as... what would you like to do this as? Like Kate Bretner?
Sue Thomas FBI.
No. That's like... stop skewing to the 1%.
Listen, do you smell that?
Fuck off. No more of that shit.
It's a clue.
I've seen that show like twice, man. Like, and when I
wait
was
a
like,
second, this rock looks like a two-headed beaver.
You can't skew so fucking.
Matlock and Sue Thomas FBI should do a special where he can't hear what she's saying, and she can't see what he's pointing to.
Can we even start?
Yes.
Okay, you are going to sing Sarah McLachlan Possession.
Yep.
But I think you need to do it as a man from Antigonish.
Okay.
And you're going to make everybody die.
Sarah McLachlan Possession. Sarah McLachlan's from Halifax, by the way, but she's a Halifax denier.
She is, right?
Yeah, she really is.
I thought she was from Newfoundland.
No, that's what she would have you believe. She's also never met those animals. Never even met them. She's in front of green screen.
Okay, hold on. Kate Bretner.
This reminds me of in grade 7, I dated a girl in grade 9, and her name was Rebecca Redmond. And I bought her 2 feet of chain at Micmac Mall. Oh,
this is a good one.
And she wore it for a week, and her neck turned green.
Yeah.
And she dumped me.
Yeah.
But
thank
this
God for the street,
done.
Street sense groupies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's fit for the pit, eh?
Where's my money go? Know what I mean? True story, I knew it was time to leave Street Sense the third time I did the hard hitting. Why is there so much air in chip bags? Like, it's not fair. Because the audience would turn over every 2 years and you get the same viewer letters from the Paw, Manitoba. It's so they don't break. That's why. You can measure them. The grammage is all there. Sarah McLachlan, possession.
Come on.
Listens the wind blows from across the Great Divide. Voices trapped and yearning, and that memory's trapped in time. Night's my companion, solitude's my guide. Would I spend forever here and not be satisfied? No, I'd be the one to hold you down, kiss you so hard, take your breath away. And after that, I'd wipe the tears and close your eyes, dear. Through this world, I've stumbled so many times, betrayed, trying to find an honest word, to find
slower
the truth.
Slow down, bud. Take it easy.
Oh, you speak to me in friggin' riddles, and you speak to me in rhymes. My body aches so hard to breathe your breath. Your words keep me alive.
Unreal.
Sarah McLachlan, possession.
He crushed it.
Okay, now we need a bud to come up and play Poem Saying on this mic right here.
Yes.
Who's going
to
do it?
Who's the bud of the week to play this little
There's a
jam?
T-shirt in it for somebody.
Yeah, someone's going to get a T-shirt. Who's not only feeling, realizing that they're going to be on the podcast for like 30 seconds and don't suck. So who feels...
Poem Saying's easy.
It is
Hit the
easy.
Post is going to be hard. You don't want us to start plucking, folks. That's going to suck.
Yes, yes.
Who is it? Come on up, bud.
Come on up, bud.
Round of applause. Yeah. Give him some love. Here it comes.
That guy is feeling it.
I'll even give you a choice. Steelers choice.
Steelers wheels. Can we get this baby on here?
How you doing, bud? What's your name?
Thanks for coming.
What's your name?
Jesse.
Nice to see you, Jesse. Loved you on catwalk.
Okay, you're good.
You get a choice, bud. By the way, round of applause for Jesse for being brave enough to come up here when no one else was. Sometimes we tease because we love. You can do Lisa Loeb, stay. I always wondered about that. It's a bit of a personal pronoun bus crash because is it you say, I always do what I want to, or is it the person saying that in quotes?
Yeah, like you always say that and I always do
So wait
what
a second.
I want.
If I was Lisa Loeb's boyfriend, I'd be like, well, sorry. I just want to be explicitly clear.
Is it
are
me
you
or
saying
is it you?
I always say what I want to, or are you saying in quotes, you always say what you want to? Because then just say that. You can do Lisa Loeb stay, or you can do Jewel Foolish Games. Oh, audience
think?
Choice, Jewel?
What do you think?
Gotta go with the fan favorite.
That's a fan favorite, gotta do
the
it.
The Jewel?
Oh man, have you read A Knight in Armor, her book of poetry? Oh, I can't like you haven't all read it.
I can't share my Jewel stories. I'm sorry.
You have a Jewel story?
I've got too many. I've got ridiculous Jewel stories.
I think one Jewel story is too many.
Yes.
Also, she had aggressive eye teeth.
Jewel stories. Huh?
She had aggressive eye teeth. Remember?
Oh, yeah. And then she like every time she spoke to someone, she's like, do you guys remember I lived in a car? I grew up like in a car.
Yeah,
by
do you
myself?
Remember when you were an extra on Teen Wolf?
I was broke.
Here's Jewel Foolish Games. Round of applause for Jesse. But you have to come aboard it like a pirate. Get your mouth right on there, bud.
Yeah. Right in there.
All
right. Don't look at us.
Yeah.
Own it. It's yours. Be the song. Jesse. You're a beauty. Right. You're a beauty, right. By the way. It's all good.
It's all good. All right.
What's it say on your hat, bud?
Connor McDavid?
They're, why do you gotta bust
gotta
a guy's balls?
About it, bud.
It's not that time right now. We don't
okay,
need that.
All right.
You just gotta rub it in. You're in our
we
city.
We just got 1967, you fucker, man. Don't fuck around.
Right, now what,
did they
now
have
what?
Hockey back then?
Fuck off!
Now what kind
suck,
of poem
okay?
was in here,
got
bud?
It.
What kind
good
of poem
luck
was
with,
in here, bud?
You're gonna fuck up McDavid.
I feel like I'm caught
he's
in the crossfire
Oilers
between
fan.
You and Jesse.
Don't come
fucking McDavid.
Don't come crying to me when you've lost it.
All right, McDavid. Jesse, give her the onions, bud.
All right. Now, what kind of poem we going here with, bud?
Whatever you like, man. Just rip it.
Oh, I see. You want an accent?
You want an
oh,
accent?
I got to figure out what I'm doing.
I think just
you're
be
just
yourself and we'll go just fine.
I can do any bad accent.
Just pick the best bad one
they'll
you got.
They all sound the same.
That's good. Go with that one. And just go.
You took your coat off and you stood in the rain. You were always there, crazy, like I watched from my window. I always felt I was outside looking in on you. You were always the mysterious one with dark eyes and careless hair.
Careless hair?
What the fuck does that mean?
Settle in, bud. We're going to ride this one to the end.
Yep, go.
You're fashionably sensitive. But you
what does that even mean?
Fashionably sensitive? That's a reach, Jules.
But too cool to care. Then you stood in my doorway with nothing to say. But sometimes you comment on the weather.
Wow.
That's a finished song.
Those are conflicting statements.
Yeah, they are.
Right.
Keep going, bud.
Well, in case you failed to notice, in case you failed to see, this is my heart bleeding before you. This is me down on my knees.
This oh, that's how she got the record contract.
Your thoughtless words are breaking my heart.
Your thoughtless words. Okay, I appreciate that. I think you're good enough.
That's really?
Holy scoop.
That is good. Thanks, Jesse. Thanks, let's, brother.
You get a T-shirt. Love me from Street
yeah,
Chefs. Another
shirt,
guy who grew up without cable.
March your ass.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Why would you do an episode on how many people have seen Titanic that many times?
Did we?
The winner was like 13.
I'm going to tell you something.
People you don't put on TV.
Okay, so here's the truth. This is
I
the
like
truth.
This guy. Jesse,
no, this is the truth.
Jesse is basically ripping Jonathan on why he
no, he's
put
not.
A
sleep.
Titanic episode on Street Sense
here's,
with so many winners.
We're going there.
He's complaining about what's up with that.
Here's the truth.
He took it to McDavid.
Yeah.
I took
oh, well,
it to
McDavid.
I deserve
yeah.
that. You're right.
Yes.
Right. You know what I did is I tried to blow out your flame to make my own candle burn a little brighter. And I, that's like 101. I get it. But truth be told, and I feel like you would expect nothing less from me in the 4 minutes we've known each other. JonoVision was always a wrestling match between the comedy show for teenagers that we wanted to make and the earnest discussion show that CBC wanted to make. The budget was so low that in order to do, like, fun sketches and stuff, we had to bang out a few episodes in a day. So some of the episodes were like, have you ever seen a TV show? Yeah. Good. Sit on stage. So what was that show like that you watched? There's a half-hour show. Sometimes it was a game show. Sometimes it was a battle of the bands. The thing that I'm proud of in hindsight, Jesse, is that we gave a platform across the country to bands who never would have had the exposure otherwise. Yeah, I talked about chip bags as being the reason I knew it was time to leave Street Sense. So I knew it was time to leave JonoVision when I was like, who are the hot chicks in the audience? Oh, some 41's mothers.
Yikes! Jesse, get yourself a shirt at the merch
booth. Get yourself
booth,
a shirt, bud.
All right.
That was wicked.
Thanks, Jesse. Can you do a poem saying as Salvador, just for the peeps?
Sure.
Please?
Sure.
Maybe
High School
Lisa
Confidential?
Loeb? No, Lisa Loeb.
Oh, that's good, because it has no. a Baby It's Cold Outside quality to it.
Yeah. Lisa Loeb.
Lisa Loeb Stairs, performed by Saladors. You say, I only hears what I want to. And you say... I talk so all the time.
He's like getting mad.
Yeah.
He's upset.
Well, he's a new Canadian.
Yeah.
He's a new Canadian, and he took lessons to learn how to do this. And I thought what I felt was simple. And I thought that I don't belong. But now that I am leaving again, I know that I did something wrong.
Because I missed you. I missed you. And you say, I only hear what I want to. I don't listen hard. I don't pay attention to the distance that you're running to anyone, anywhere. I don't understand if you really care. I'm only hearing negative. No, no, no. Bad. So I turned the radio on. I turned the radio up. And this woman, she was singing my song. Lovers in love. And the others run away. Lovers is crying because the other won't stay. That's enough of that. Salvador.
Spectacular. Salvador has a... He's a dirty man.
He's a dirty man. Let's take two questions, and then let's get the Flatliners up here to play some songs.
Okay.
Flatliners, by the way, we heard them at Soundcheck. They're incredible, and they're nice dudes, and they're great musicians, and we're so happy to have them here. And thanks again to Canadian Music Week for having us tonight. It's really a thrill.
It's 9:30 on a Tuesday.
It is.
Yes.
I always thought that you fancied my brother.
I like the whole build-up. Like, there's a whole argument.
Maybe it's not fair to say that it's because I was doing just journaling. Maybe it's not fair to say that it's because I was only 15 years old.
Questions. This is my problem. I can do Stephen Page.
Yeah.
I can do Michael McDonald.
No more dancing in the moonlight.
I do impressions of people that nobody wants to hear ever.
I know.
I do Lyndon McIntyre from the Fifth Estate.
You
the
don't
case
say
began
that.
One Saskatoon night over a bungled burgle. Some milk that curdled. I'm Lyndon McIntyre. This is the Fifth Estate.
I'm afraid.
Nobody wants to hear that.
No, you don't want to be covered by Lyndon McIntyre.
No.
You don't want him to show up and talk about you.
No, you don't.
Because something fucking bad happened.
Okay, so have I ever told the story? And this sounds kind of lame, but I met the Queen when I was working at CBC. And they got a bunch of folks who worked at the Queen, like some Gordon Pinsents and a couple of Rick Mercers and whatever. And we had to go to Queen School, where they're like, don't talk to the Queen. Let the Queen talk to you. Don't bow. If she holds out her hand, you can shake it, but don't hold your hand out. Queen School. And all they said for the weeks leading up to it was, don't riff and spritz with the Queen. So I had just done a Lyndon McIntyre impression on This Hour Has 22 Minutes when the Queen was being ushered through this line. And whoever introduced her to me said, oh, this is Jonathan. He's a writer and producer. And she said, oh, you're a producer. And I had my line that I was supposed to say, but it didn't dovetail from what she said to what I was supposed to say. So what I said to the Queen was, yeah, yeah. But Your Majesty, CBC has been doing comedy for 50 years now. And she was understandably baffled. And over her shoulder, I see Lyndon McIntyre, who saw me on 22 Minutes the night before, going, giving me
God,
the death stare.
Didn't like it at
I
all.
I was shook by the Queen. She walks away, and Prince Philip says, what do you do here? And I said, I work in children's television. And he pointed behind me and said, is that you there? And I turned around, and there were some Muppets from Sesame Park.
You're like, yeah.
And I turned back around, and he was gone. Dissed by Prince Philip. Hurt by Lyndon McIntyre.
Just ripped.
Yeah.
Broke
it was
down.
Peanut brutal, as the kids say.
Unbelievable.
Let's take a couple questions and get the Flatliners up here. Does anyone
real.
Have a question?
Anybody questions? Is there anybody? Yes. Mike? Is that you, Mike?
It's me.
Mike, who takes care of the TNT.ca.
Made a website just cause.
Just for shits
Thank you,
and
Mike.
Gigs.
Mike, a question for shits and giggles.
So, knowing that you guys both started, or we know you most from the
GNN
Knowing from the Jay and Dan pod that he's heard us.
What drove us together? I think it was when we did karaoke as Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville.
Yeah.
From An American Tale.
You don't know much, but I know I love you.
We were peripheral
Fat
friends,
be
but not besties.
All I need to know.
We kind of spent some time together, but never any great length of time. We come from
different worlds,
but kind of similar ones at the same time.
Yeah.
As silly as it sounds, the optics were very appealing.
Yeah.
We have the same number of syllables in our names. We're both JTs. We're kind of from the same world, but a little bit different. And we just thought we'd roll the dice on it. And I will confess, as somebody who's kind of new to podcasting, I probably, given my background, wanted to structure the episodes more because I felt like when you have tent poles, then that's something to kind of cling to. And I'm used to viewers wanting to know, oh, this is a commercial break. That's the end of Act One. Turns out podcasting is a warts and all kind of environment. And it seems like, and you guys would know better than we would, the less we do, the less top fives, the less butt of the week, the less kind of structured stuff, and the more it's just kind of conversation.
Yeah. I think when we talk... Did I do something wrong there?
Do you know those people who say the last few words of your yeah. sentence in a forced
Fuck.
Way to connect?
Am I that guy? Am I that guy? Fuck.
I like when you try to throw them for a loop and change up your sentence at the last minute to try to bust them.
Am I that guy? Yeah. So anyway, I've known him for quite some time, and I fancy his brain. I appreciate our conversations. We've always laughed together. I remember one night in PEI. We spent the night... Fuck.
This is great.
When you say it like that, I just don't want to say it.
Wait, everybody listen. This is hilarious. Yeah. Go. Worst setup ever.
I know. Well, we ended up at a house party with Matt Mays, and like it was fucking packed
Beatles
with
reunion.
People. Would you shut up for 2 seconds? It was packed with people. There was like a classic East Coast house party where like there's nothing else going on in the bars. Everyone's in this house, and literally we're packed in a house, and there's all these musical equipment, and there's a left-handed drum kit. And I don't play left-handed drums, but I did tonight.
That yeah, was good.
And we got down, and we fucking jammed like motherfuckers. And we had a good time. And
I was wearing my I Heart Gordon Lightfoot t-shirt.
Yeah,
I
think we just appreciated the hang, and we had a lot of laughs. And it might have been not that moment, but... Jonathan and I like to see people, like when we're in public, we'll see somebody and we'll call that person the person that we think we see. And that generally kind of like is a hey, how's it going between us? So
like when you saw me, you were like, John Denver.
Yeah. I was like, hey, that looks like...
Ann Murray.
No, I was like, hey, Jack Wagner on the golf course. How's it going?
And then you did call me Jack Wagner.
I did. I said he looks a little like Jack Wagner, you know, like General Hospital kind of thing on the golf course. But he
what
hit
was
me with,
the Jack
you
Wagner
hit, you
song?
You hit me with Fathers of Confederation first.
Yeah.
You hit me with that. He said, oh, I loved you on the $5 bill, bud. Nice fucking hair.
What was the Jack Wagner song? Does anyone remember?
Yeah, there was like an 80s cheese ball.
Hold the Wedding. He had a single.
Jack Wagner.
All I Need.
All I need. Yeah,
it's just a little more time
yeah,
to be sure how I feel.
Let's have another question before mind? We do that.
Okay.
We got sidetracked by Mr. Mike McFarlane.
One more question than the Flatliners.
Yeah, anybody else? Yes, yes. Yeah, okay. If it's good.
Yeah, first one is, I want to know when you were doing Nolte and you were doing the Cape Breton impression. When you guys are doing that for the live audience, are you doing faces? I'm just picturing you sitting in the basement with a shark balloon sitting up behind you, doing your Nick Nolte faces.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Nick Nolte in Beverly Hills Cop or Affliction. I'm thinking Affliction.
See, I was thinking the basketball movie where he had the halls in his mouth the whole time.
Oh, okay, the Hoosiers one. Yeah, no,
what was it?
What's the basketball one?
What was it?
Blue chips.
That's it.
Blue chips. I was thinking Affliction when he burns his old man. When he's like got the toothache.
Oh, that lighthearted
and he
romp.
Pulls out his own tooth. He's like, God damn, I got to call my brother. Willem Dafoe, right? That's what I'm thinking.
I guess the short answer is yes.
Yeah.
I find posture helps a lot too when you're doing a character. Like, kind of hunched over or erect?
Erect. Erect is good when you're trying to make something happen.
I love to get erect. I really love it.
I especially love it when it happens without me asking.
Yeah. I mean, that question made me...
Yeah. I'm a tent pole.
What's part two?
Yeah, what's the part
what's
two?
What's Hot Shots part two?
Okay, it's trickier. Would the Flatliners be okay with you stepping in at any point towards the end of the set?
Fucking right. I think we could maybe make that happen.
J-Rock
yeah. We might.
There's maybe a little J-Rock with maybe a little tags on the drums coming your way at the end of the flatliner. So that feels like a good place.
Yeah, that feels nice. Let's like take a little break.
Flatliners are coming right up.
Yeah.
Go blow a couple darts. Go have two blows of a dart.
Yeah.
Mike Kladenberg, who created Trailer Park Boys, always wanted to make call center butts. They're half cigarettes because you only get 5 minute breaks at a call center. You go out and have two blows of a dart, come right back in and tangle with some customers.
Couple drinks, few laughs, fucking right.
Flatliners are coming right up. Hang on.
And in true Canadianity style, I will set this mic up like a fucking roadie.
Let me ask you this right quick, you know what I mean?
Would you like some egg and beans? Fuck off! You're not my mom!
Part two, we're back. Recording the podcast number 39.
Where's my beer chair?
That's a good where's my beer chair. Do it again.
Where's my beer chair? How about the guy that you do to my dad, the J-Rock asking my dad a question.
That's hey,
a
what's cracking, Ronnie?
Yeah.
How you feeling, dog?
My dad was ill today. I spoke to him this morning. Ronnie wanted to come. He apologizes. He's not feeling
sick
great.
Sick of your shit is what he was.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know if I can fucking deal with that shit right now today. Call me another time. Call me when you're famous. That's how my dad works. I'm from the... Yes. Would you like some egg and beans, please? Fuck off! You're not my mom. That's Sting's son.
Yeah.
That's how Sting's kid rolls. Like, because Sting apparently fucking, like, rolls in a throne at fucking dinner. Like, imagine, like, there's Sting at the end of dinner and he's in a fucking throne. Like, how's it going? And you expect your kid to be normal when your dad's on a fucking throne. Like, you watch Game of Thrones, the guys who are on the throne are fucking assholes, generally. Like, people get thrown down a fucking hole that never ends, like, every episode. The people that live in a throne, like, they die.
Wait, so it's Game of Throwing?
Like, throwing no, I'm just saying, wells? Like, people in that position are generally fucking assholes. So I don't get these
things. You're not kidding. I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
By and large, the celebrities that I've met in my life have been what doctors call underwhelming.
Yeah.
Because what makes people
interesting... Why is it so hard to be nice? Like, what the fuck? Like, you're famous. Why do you got to be an asshole all the time?
What makes people interesting is real life experiences that they draw on and have to talk about and anecdotes from everyday life. What's not interesting is that your publicist charges 6% instead of 5%. Don't care. You don't have a publicist, right?
What?
You don't have a publicist, right?
I don't like them.
I do. It's the Twitter machine. That's my publicist.
Yeah, no,
right there.
For sure. Publicists are always ones that, like, are bigger than the artist. Have you ever noticed? Like, if you've gone to TIFF or any shit like that, like, the publicist is more of a pain in the ass than the artist. Like, well, the talent needs this and the talent needs that. And if the talent doesn't get that, then the talent's going to be very upset. And if the talent doesn't get that, then you're going to be, it's going to be fucked up.
Wasn't it Amy Poehler who did a publicist character like that? Can I steal her for a second?
Yeah.
Can I just steal her for a second?
Yes.
That's what publicists say. Although, I like Twitter because of the real-time interaction. I like that I can customize my experiences and follow the teams and comedians and things like that that I like. I had to get off Facebook because people can write longer messages, and I have enough of a guilty conscience that they're like, J-Rock, my bachelor party is Friday night in Winnipeg. It would mean a lot to us if you could come. And I'd write back, well, Dale, marriage is a wonderful institution. I wish you the very best of luck. Unfortunately, not going to be able to make it. Yeah. J-Rock, give you $750, bud. We pulled our money together.
Just come.
Just come.
Seriously, because to them, $750 is the fucking, that's the move.
Like, well, and
that's
to be clear...
Like, fucking, why wouldn't he want to do this?
That's well,
like,
to be clear...
This is monumental, man. Like, $750, we cleared this shit. And we got this.
$750 is not nothing, which is a double negative.
Yeah.
But I'd be lying in bed at night going, I don't know, Carol, I have some Aeroplan points. They seem to mean an awful lot to them for me to go. She's like, you need to get a hold of yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Unbelievable.
So this is true story. Dale, again, not the money, bud. Really appreciate the invitation. And I'm so touched that you would want to have a fake rapper at your bachelor party. But it's not in the cards for me this week. I know from experience, marriage is a wonderful institution. Best of luck to you and your lucky bride. And he goes from zero to Dixie in a nanosecond and torpedoes me back with, fucking forgot who your fans are, did you, bot? Like, Dale, I haven't slept in 3 days because I'm really sweating not going to Winnipeg and feeling bad about myself enough already.
Yeah, now we feel bad.
So you know what I'm going to do is deactivate Facebook, which is what I did.
That's the move. And the other move.
Unless I'm like, oh, what is Gary's phone number? And I have to fire up the Facebook machine again just to get his number and get back off it.
1019 the bird.
Speaking of Twitter, somebody said over by the speaker, can we get some bird stickers? Who was that? Yeah. On this side?
Anybody? Who wants some bird stickers?
These guys want some birds over here. Birds and front bums to the right side of the stage, please.
Bird stickers coming up on your right. Keep your eyes open here.
Okay, Jeremy.
Watch out. We got birds. Oh, shit. We got bird stickers flying. Wow, fuck. That's not good. I'm not like Eddie Van Halen on stage for the 1984. Oh, shit. That's no good either. Why am I not getting any? Holy shit. Not even close. I hit your girlfriend. She's...
Pump the brakes on the throwing stars, Ninja.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the show.
Okay. I'm so bad.
I suck. You're like Chris Farley in Beverly Hills Ninja.
Yeah.
There's a timely reference. Here's what we're going to do. Let's play... He's still alive, right? No?
His brother seems to think he's as good.
He was very funny.
Is he?
Yeah.
Not as funny, though.
Not these days, no. Did I tell you that a friend of mine went on a date with David Spade? Did I tell you this?
I need to hear this story.
Okay. Dude. It's not even a name drop.
David Spade is kind of greasy.
Good story, right?
I spent some time in Los Angeles, and I remember being at like the Rainbow Bar. Every time I was at the Rainbow Bar, he was there by himself, like kind of doing one of these. Like,
yeah.
Anybody notice? Anybody notice? Anybody notice?
Right.
I'm that guy. I'm that fucking guy.
Like
check
a squirrel on warfarin.
Yeah.
All and fired up.
All day long, like fucking give me some fucking action. I'm the guy. Check me out. I'm fucking SNL. Dig it, dig it, dig this shit.
So he would not leave my friend alone for a year. Let's go on a date. No, let's go on a date. No, David Spade. How about now? No. Now? No. How about now? Fine. She agrees to go on a date with him. He says, we're going to go to Big Mama's house too. She's like, wow, you know how to blow the socks off a lady, David Spade. He doesn't sit in movie chairs because his little legs don't touch the ground.
So movement.
He goes to this theater enough that they know to put a little like Fisher-Price fold-out chair for David Spade. And so she had to sit in the wheelchair seat in the back row of the theater. Already weird. So the lights go down, and he tells her to shh. Because a trailer for his movie was coming up first. He called the theater ahead to say, what show is my trailer playing in? And they said, oh, it's in front of Big Mama's house. He's like, perfect, that's what we're going to. That's
good
working
move,
hard
eh?
To wheel a bird.
Guaranteed kill.
I don't think he crushed it. My friend was a hot-looking tuna, but I don't think he closed. Because dragging her to see his trailer, and after the trailer, he's like, do you want to leave? No. We're going to stay and see Big Mama's house, too. Because if you liked Big Mama's House 1, let's play Hit the Post.
Let's play Hit the Post.
Jeremy, you're going first.
I'm going first?
Yep, don't look.
Don't look, okay.
Lauren, are we good with the sound to the house? You're at 102.3 The Jackal in Orillia. 102.3 The Jackal in Orillia.
Okay.
And the track is Careless Whisper by George Michael.
Okay, good luck. Hey, everybody. Saturday night. The Jackal. I'm the Jack. Are you the Jack? I'm jacked. Anybody remember whatever happened to this band? George Michael seems to be the only guy who made it. Careless Whisper. Orillia. Everybody knows how we do in Orillia.
I hit stop by accident. Go.
George Michael. Let's go.
That was pretty good. That was nice. That was good. You feel so unsure, George Michael, about a lot of things in the 1980s,
yeah.
And we all missed it.
I was so, like, I was concerned about, like, what do I say? It's kind of like, wham, do I make a joke that's not cool? That's not funny. I got to keep it right. It's Canadian Music Week.
No, you had to dig deep and pull out Andrew Ridgely.
So now you got one nice here. This is, are you ready for this? It's 99. 9. The narwhal.
Okay.
Fucking narwhal.
Okay.
In North Bay.
Okay.
And you got closer to the heart rush.
Oh, Jesus. 99.9, the narwhal in North Bay.
The narwhal?
Okay, what's my show? Where am I in
it's
the
It's the Saturday
the
night show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Rock Report.
Yeah, you're trying to drum up business. The management's pissed. They want you to do something. You've been slacking.
Okay.
You've been playing too much hockey during the week.
Hey, North Bay, Jonathan Torrance with you on this Saturday night. 99.9 The Narwhal. How's your night going? Just a reminder, Jeremy Taggart's coming up with Swap Shop in the morning at 7 o'clock. We got a boy in size 7 pair of Micron skates. Looking to trade for a tricycle. You know what I'd like to trade is my career for Geddy Lee's. I'm working in North Bay. They've done well. Here's Closer to the Heart, Rush on 99.9 The Narwhal. I didn't hear that. I missed it.
You missed it. You blew it.
I don't know about the booing.
No, it's funny. No.
I don't know about the booing.
That's fucking great. I love that. That's fucking awesome. If you blow it, you blow it, man. You gotta get it. You really had a good thing going there with the idea of like...
Yeah, just like you on TLC.
Yeah, well, hey.
So you talked about how that
lady
perished.
Oh, yeah, like that was a fucking failure. Like that fucking podcast didn't get 10,000 more views because of that fuck up.
All right, so it's 1-0 for you.
That's right.
All right. I'm going to dig deep, and this is a bit of a long one.
Okay, some toe tapping?
Yep. 105.9 The Dove, Sarnia's only hope.
Only hope?
Period.
Only hope.
Sarnia's only hope.
I'm out of drinks.
The track is Never Tear Us Apart in excess, and it's a longie, so pace yourself.
Never Tear Us Apart.
And just when you think it's done, it's not.
Oh,
unlike
my
Michael
God.
Hutchins.
Okay.
Here it comes.
All right. Hey, everybody. 101.9, The Zoo. The Zoo. This guy had a little bit of a rough go. I don't know about you, but I like belts around my waist, not around my neck.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? It's a Saturday night. This guy made a bit of a mistake. Got a little horny, a little too horny. Decided to take an advantage of his own neck. Can't do that kind of stuff in a hotel. Stuff happens. People talk. Gotta keep it together there, Michael. Get it together. 101.1, The Zoo and the Salt, NXS.
It's not over.
Never tear us apart.
Not over.
We don't kill each other.
It's still not over.
We like to take it easy on a night in a zoo. We like to relax.
Pretty good.
Close.
So close. Sometimes when you fly close to the sun, you're going to get burnt, bud.
Wow.
And you got an orange, like, snooky style
I got close. I did stop.
Okay, so it's one...
Red light close.
It's 1-1-1. One, one,
yeah, red light close.
Yeah, very close. Did I lose that one, guys? Did I? Yeah, I did. I lost.
So okay. I have a chance to tie.
Yeah, you have a chance to tie.
Which station?
The station that you have is 105.9 The Dove. Or Dove?
The Dove?
The Dove. Fucking yeah, the, Dove.
The Dove. All swimming music all the time.
All swimming music. Are you underwater? We're underwater. It's the Dove.
Why don't I do COQK?
Oh, fuck yeah, sure.
99.4. Let's hear for Allison selling merch at the back of the room, by the way.
Yeah.
COQK t-shirts. What song am I doing, bud?
You are doing a tap dancer. I kind of wish I had this one. This is a good one. This has got a lot of room for you to work.
Well, you can have it.
Really?
Yeah, you want it?
I want it.
Okay.
We're going to swap it.
Are you doing Steely Dan? Do it again?
Not anymore.
Why?
You want me to hold that one?
No, you do it.
You want me to do it right now?
I think I blacked out. What happened in the last 30 seconds? I think you should do this one for COQK.
Okay, I'll do this.
Are you ready?
I don't know how this happened, but I'm doing this one.
Giddy up.
Okay. How you doing, everybody? Saturday night. Red Deer. COQK. COQK. 99.4. This song
A lot of studio musicians. Very perfect. Steely Dan didn't like mistakes. I don't like mistakes. I don't like mistakes on a Saturday night, like screwing up the wine or buying the wrong beer or inviting the wrong friend. Nobody likes a mistake on a Saturday night. Steely Dan did it right. Bernard Purdy on the drums. How about that? Little sweet song right there. Steve Gadd on the session. We don't screw around. COQK 99.4 Red Deer. It's a little windy around here. Not as windy as a session and a Steely Dan. Imagine having to cut this. Red lights are on. You can't screw up. You got the Fagan brothers watching you. Let's do it. I'm so close.
Like disgraced sprinter Ben Johnson.
Yeah. The chain around my neck. Second place.
Is that a recall to Hutchins? Okay.
It is.
The crowd's turning on us. We better wrap it up quick.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
You have... We're going to go to 105.9 The Dove. Sarnia's only hope for inspiration.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
What song am I doing?
You are doing Roxette, The Look.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, and then a bud's coming up here to do the next one.
Okay.
We'll go easy. Ready?
Yep.
105.9 The Dove. Hey, Dovers and strangers. How's your Saturday night going? Mine's going great. It's Jonathan Barnes with you on Dovers and Other Strangers. Maybe you're thinking of a loved one tonight. Maybe you're writing a letter to a loved one far away. It's on already. Dang.
20 seconds, man. You can't play.
Dang. Do over?
No. There are no do-overs on Hit the Post.
I think my Hit the Post game is weak tonight.
Yeah, we're not good.
I was so happy. You know what I did?
I broke my back
washing my own bird. I was so pleased with Dovers and Other Strangers, I just rested on my own laurels.
Dovers.
Next thing I knew, Dovers, front bum city.
Dovers in a dangerous time.
Dovers in a dangerous time. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Let's get a bud up here to play
Northern
Hit the
Pike.
Post.
The things I do for money, that's a fucking solid track.
That's a good one.
Talk Up, you got a little bit of a... Maybe you have a Friday night that you have to deal with. Perhaps the drive isn't what you thought it was going to be. Perhaps there's some traffic. Perhaps your friend didn't give you a smoke. The things I do for money. These are some ideas that you can roll with as a DJ. I need nicotine. I need caffeine. I need my wife to stop talking to me like this.
There are a few things you can do. A lost pet is a great go-to. Teasing what's coming up next, also good. A list of the other bands coming up before the top of the hour, that's a good cheat.
Yeah,
coming up,
yeah.
Some Avril Lavigne, Nickelback, but first. Oh, they always say on the way too. Do you know what DJs are doing now?
On the way too, yes.
Morning guys are saying good morning at the end of their post now.
Yeah.
Have you noticed this? Yeah. It's 8:11, 11 minutes after 8. Here's Nickelback, good morning.
They're like getting out of the way like Mayweather punch.
Good morning.
Yeah. How are you doing this morning? Good morning.
All right, who wants to come up and play Hit the Post?
Yeah, who wants to play Hit the Post? Come on.
Jesse does,
somebody who
but
feels
who else?
Oh, yeah, there bot. You go, yes.
Yeah, bot.
We have used to do mornings in North Bay at 101.2 The Fox. He's now...
At CONT.
Yes. He's working for the community channel.
99.9 CONT.
The COT.
Sister station to COQK. Windsor's only choice for light rock and the only station everyone at work can agree on.
The CONT.
At CONT, your song is, it needs a needs a number like 107.5. You're at CONT 107.5. It's the Tuesday midday shift. What's your name?
Jesse, nice. Jesse again. Jesse will be, what's the call letters again?
C-O-N-T. C-O-N-T? But you know
just
what?
Just don't worry about the numbers. Just deal with the C-O-N-T.
Your handle?
You can't fuck it up.
Your handle is Uncle Jesse.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
the track is All My Life, Aaron Neville, and Linda Ronstadt. Just so you know, the time to vocal is about 15 seconds. This is the one station everyone at work can agree on. With a no-repeat workday, here comes Uncle Jesse.
His mic isn't on, so we can't do it. Come over here. Come over here. Come over here. One more time.
Bring your word hole over here, Uncle
Jesse.
Bring
the word hole. You had it going there. I felt the vibe. So now you got two chances.
All right.
C-O-N-T.
Ready? Yes.
I would
that's good.
A new track would be great.
A new track? You didn't like that one?
No.
Is that
no,
a little too soft? You like to rock?
Got a gimme.
You like to rock, Jesse?
I would rather rock.
Okay, let's rock.
Here's what you get, Uncle Jesse. What a Man by Salt and Pepper. Right? I just have to skip past the ad.
Yeah, we have an ad.
We just have to pay a few bills on C-O-N-T.
Pay a few bills, yeah. No problem. Program director understands. No big deal.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Okay, go good.
All right, 107.5. We got Tuesday evening. Salt and Pepper. C-O-N-T. Guys, what are you doing tonight? It's Tuesday. You know where you want to be. You want to be at the Rivoli. Yeah.
Wow, but the backup vocals. The backup vocals don't necessarily have to call. Like,
give it up for Uncle Jesse.
Yeah, nice job, Jesse.
C-O-N-T.
You can override those backup vocals.
Should we do another one with another bud? It's pretty fun.
One more for a bud.
Who wants to come up? You at the back of the room with the long arms.
Yeah.
Like, weren't you on the cover of the Chrysalids? Get up here.
The orangutan in the back. There he is. The man that camouflaged guy.
Couldn't even see you back there.
I couldn't see you back there because of the deers. There were so many deers. This is... What's your name, bud? Wes.
Wes.
Where are you from, Wes?
Green Bank, Ontario.
Green Bank, Ontario? Yeah, Nestleton.
It's a suburb of Nestleton.
This man is a full-bore beauty with a dress shirt that matches Boo Weekly from the PGA Tour... Who possibly that's some hunting gear right there.
I love that you got dressed and thought, no, I'm not done, and tied a jacket around your waist.
Well, if it isn't, that is not 100 degrees back there. It's like, whoa, you get the pits going and
500 degrees back there. It's not hot in here. It's just your career, bud.
Wes, okay. You're a beauty, full bore.
A 44:30. What was it? 44:30.
44:30.
Yeah, 44:30. Orange tab gut buster. Yeah, or gut.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice. See this guy.
4:30.
This is why we do TNT.
Big time.
Yeah. Guys like this.
Wes.
This is it. This is the full
yes,
on.
Yes, Mr. Wes is
all
in the building.
Canada.
If we can connect with Wes, we are fucking rocking.
Yeah.
Wes, I'm not shitting.
Can I tell you a funny story about camo?
Absolutely.
I was operating a motor vehicle, which I am licensed to do.
Not a joke.
And I pulled into a lane in front of a guy on a motorcycle, like one of those ninjas. And he was wearing camo shirt and camo pants. And he yells, "You didn't see me?" And I rolled my window down really slowly and said, "I thought that was the point, bud." All right. You're
yes.
At 88.8 the owl.
88.8 the owl. 3.8.
Oh,
what's your last name? Shoot it. Yeah.
Yeah. Or just Wes Shoot It. Or, okay, what can we do?
You can be Wes. Wes can be your handle.
Just Wes.
Yeah.
Just the Wes. The Wes.
The Wes.
Yeah.
The track is Northern Pikes, Kiss Me, You Fool.
Northern Pikes? Like the fish?
No.
Fish.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They named a breed of fish after this band.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I'm sure they were popular.
All right.
Shoot it.
Shooter.
Dude,
now it's a lot of animals to keep straight. You have the owl and the northern pikes. You got it?
Yeah.
You good to go?
Yeah. Let's rock out.
Did we give you the station?
88.8.
Okay.
The
so here's what's going to happen. I'm going to do a reset, like I'm the voiceover person for the station.
Yeah.
And then you're going to hear the music, and then you're going to start talking, okay?
Okay.
You're listening to 88.8 The Owl with Wes on the overnights. Tell you. Oh, there it is.
Hey, guys. How you doing today? We're out there at, we're at the country music. Hope you stop by the ham supper down at the local scout hall.
Good.
That's so fast. Why would you pick that
song? Give me
song?
Like that one with the microwave.
That song.
All right, Wes. It's a redo. It's the Spoons, Romantic Traffic.
That was terrible.
I messed up. That was on me.
Hey, what Wes, about? You're picking on a friend of mine. Hey. You did just fine, bud.
No, Wes, it's not Wes's problem. What? Stop this. Stop the
traffic.
Right.
No.
Quiet
time. J-Rock.
He's doing Romantic Traffic. Here it comes. You got it, Wes.
All right.
You're listening to 88.8 The Owl. Here's Wes.
Hey guys, how you doing this evening? We got a traffic jam on the Highway 12. Big delays. If you're going across the causeway into Port Perry, if you're coming across the causeway in Port Perry, that casino thing, she's backed up so goddamn far you ain't getting there. And all the people fishing, geez, if the native shack selling the cigarettes and the cheap gas up there isn't getting them, it's the casino for sure. Everybody's stopping in. There's a huge lineup. It's a big attraction if you ever want to come to the town. So stay off those roads. Basically, that's the traffic update. Everything else is very...
Keep going. The song started like 17 minutes ago.
Oh, sorry. There's a lot of stuff going on.
I know. It's busy.
Wes?
With the supper at the church?
Wes, I want you on the radio now. Now.
I haven't been on since the beginning. I don't know.
Unbelievable. Fantastic. Nice job.
I don't remember life before Wes, and I don't want to.
I'll sign a contract or something, you guys?
Round of applause for Wes, everybody.
Has anybody got a selfie stick?
There goes Wes.
I love Wes. I swear to God, that is the reason why I'm here.
All right, buds.
Like, this guy is Canadianity to the fucking bone.
Yeah, he is.
Like, that guy, like, when they wrote Beachcombers, he was in the room.
Yeah, he was.
But, like, we want to get Wes.
We want to have WD. Wes. Like, what would Wes do?
If we don't have Wes's, like, explanation of life, then we're not going to get a
I
show.
I believe it's a Wes-splanation.
Yeah.
Let's take a couple more questions from the audience, and then let's let these buds get on with their lives. What do you say?
Sure. But can I tell a story?
Yeah.
You guys like the Sam Roberts band? They're a good band. I remember playing a show. You guys remember the key to Bala? Yeah. I don't know why I'm telling this story, but it's passing time. Passing time is a good time. It was the key to Bala. I was on mushrooms. Sam Roberts was playing. I was with some friends. This was like 2002. I was in a position of fame. So I felt that I was entitled to sit in with the band. So I said, "Can I sit in with you guys for the encore?" And they said, "Sure." And I was on mushrooms. And I said, "Fucking rights." So I was in the crowd. And they were like halfway through the show. And I'm like, "I'm going to get up there. I know I'm getting up there at some point. I'm on mushrooms." And I took more mushrooms. And then they were playing. And they got towards encore. And I was like, "Well, there's only an encore left, so I better be getting up there soon, right?" So they figured, "Well, okay, let's get Jer up here." And I took some more mushrooms just a little bit before that. And I got on the stage, and they played. This was like the We Were Born on a Flame album. Was that the record? Their first record when they won all the fucking Junos, and they were fantastic. And
I was on stage and I started playing. It was the last song on the record, which is like a big jam kind of tune. And we played the song. And all of a sudden, I just started doing a fucking drum solo. Because I was like, I'm on mushrooms, and that's... I kind of asked to be up here, and I want to fucking get things going. Like, let's really shake it up. Let's fucking take it up a notch. Let's get to fucking Buddy Rich. Let's take it to... like, it's the key to Bala. Cab Calloway. Duke Ellington. Fucking Buddy Rich. Let's take it up a notch. Let's get it to those guys. Let's fucking drum solo. And I'm like doing this ridiculous drum solo, and they're looking back like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what are you doing? You're just like, we're just like took a break, and you're like doing a fucking drum solo for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, this is it, man. That's why I'm here, right? Like, you asked me up here to fucking sit in, man. Like, what's the point? So I'm like fucking playing this ridiculous drum solo, and it ended. And it was like the middle of a song, and it was very awkward, and then they performed the rest of the song. And I don't sit in with Sam Roberts anymore.
Do you ever see them around?
Oh, fuck yeah, I love him. We're buddies, but I don't play with him anymore.
We're buds. Like,
you ask me for a tambourine, and you're going to get something. Like, I take a fucking mile. Give me an inch.
It's like taking an Uzi to a kitten fight.
I know.
Let's take another couple questions quick like a bunny.
If you guys were strippers, what would your individual threesome sets be?
Wow.
Most importantly, the third song.
Pour some sugar on me.
Like, can we do like a... like an okay guys? Like a... Just a couple okay guys. Just a couple Quebec greasy. Like, put on Bye Bye Mon Cowboy. We know that's the only fucking song that works. Put it up. We're going to pick Mon Cowboy.
What would be your stripper songs?
Mitsu, who I have a history with.
Go on.
I was like 19 and we were hanging out and she was very friendly and we hung out. And she was nice. Big fucking fan. I love Mitsu.
Hey, Jeremy, it's Corey Hart.
Oh! Is that... what?
Well, I just thought I'd phone you up.
Are you calling me up?
Does anybody remember that? The Corey Hart contest? Yeah. Where if you filled out a ballot, Corey Hart would
Corey Hart, if you bought Yop yogurt...
which they still make. Corey Hart would phone you up.
You could win a chance to have Corey Hart call Yop. Which is the most fucking ridiculous thing I've ever
guys,
heard.
Guys, stop the meeting. I have the Corey Hart promotion right here. Great, Greg. What are we doing? Corey Hart will phone Yop. You know how we wanted to get into the yogurt business? I think I found our way in.
Okay, guys. The Corey guys. C'est Jimmy Swell's Thursday night. Your feature dancers. Ample parking. Remember to keep the tips going, guys. Maintenant, c'est Mitsu. Bye bye, Mom Cowboy. Then ample parking. Puts in and chicken fingers coming your ways.
I redeem myself for hitting the post.
I love the coming your ways.
Coming your ways.
Coming your ways.
I think I talked about this on the show. I dated a girl. They used to have English immersion in Halifax, and these Quebec teenagers would come to Halifax to go to Dalhousie and learn English over the course of the summer. And they're from Quebec, and they were super pretty and really disadvantaged from an English standpoint. And I was dating this girl named Annick Morin from Thetford the Mines.
So important to put the M at the end.
On the day he left... he wrote a Richard Marx Waitings for You in her broken Hanglish, and she read it to me before she went, and it was really endearing and also devastating, because she was like, wherever's you go, whatever you do's, I will be waitings for you. Never saw her again.
Is that a song by Richard Marx?
Waiting for You?
I will be ever forever waiting for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah, oceans
Richard
apart,
Parks.
Day after day, I slowly go insane. I hear your voice on the line, and it doesn't feel the same. What did you guys do in the 80s? Nothing?
Oh, my God. Oh,
let's take one more question and wrap it up. These people have places to go. You, sir.
Yes. I see Kid in the back. Can Jared play a solo?
Yeah.
What?
My flight's pre-boarding. I'm going to go to Pearson, and he'll play a solo. Can you play a solo, quick like a bunny?
A drum solo?
Are
you kidding me?
Do it.
So we're ending this thing on a fucking drum solo?
Okay, guys, Dakota guys, make some noise for Jeremy Taggart, solo drums. Jeremy, I saw you play last night. I wondered where your six was, but you didn't shoot at the nets. So if you don't see the goalie in the nets, then you cannot score. So instead, maybe you should play the drum.
Tidy's calling you Studley.
Fucking right, eh?
Come back, will ya?